It's time for West Texas Roots. Today, we hear from Guy Nokarmi, a Native American whose deep connection to the earth is rooted in generations of tradition and respect. Drawing on his personal history and cultural heritage, Guy reflects on what it means to be a true caretaker of the earth and why it's a responsibility we all share, no matter where we come from.
As much as we put cement and walls between us and nature, and pavement, and put ourselves in a car and drive around and keep nature and the elements out, spiritually, we're all going to always be connected to the earth. We're always there. Even your ancestors at one time were roaming around and foraging and gathering, you know. Like when a squirrel knows that a storm is coming, they start putting away more nuts. There's just a feeling, you know, and that feeling is ancient because it goes back to that little squirrel's ancestors. The way that the earth is moving and the way that the climate change is happening, that, you know, that we know is happening. Some people don't acknowledge it, but we know that the earth is changing. I think that this whole movement with Native people in Texas reconnecting with their indigenous ways is this land calling us back. And not only us, but other people as well. And I think it started happening back, you know, when the hippies started moving out into the country and black people got together and African-American movement, the Chicano movement, the American Indian movement, the women's movement, you know, the two-spirit movement, all that started happening. Because I think inside of us, we knew that there was going to be changes intuitively, and we were woke up and we figured we have to change with it. All these different people had prophecies, and they talked about this change coming, you know. I think that that's why we're here. You know, we're come back to our beginnings to reacquaint ourselves with what's going on in these rocks. All those pictographs, trying to figure them out, trying to think of what they're trying to tell us. In some of us people, you know, we see certain things moving around this land, the way birds are, certain noises at night. That little dust devil that comes through here, to us, you know, other people would just say, well, you know, that's whatever, you know. But to us, it's those spirits trying to let us know that they're here and they acknowledge us and they're aware of us. I was told one time that nature loves us. The birds, the animals, the trees, they love human beings. And they love us so much that they're willing to give their life up for us, for our homes, the wood. You know, animals give their flesh, you know, we collect things, the earth gives us so we can eat. And when we die, we go to make the grass green, they say. We go back to the earth and we nourish the earth. So we're all part of that cycle. They love us so much that they give us life because they know that when human beings are happy, they're going to be okay. When human beings are unhappy, they destroy nature. I see some people, they're takers. They take from the land, you know, they rip the minerals, they rip the oil, they take the water, they take the trees, they take the land, they fence it. It's all about taking, taking, taking. But us Native folks, we're caretakers. We realize that we are a part of this land, and without it, you know, we die, you know. I mean, now, even where I live over there, we're having a problem with the water, the spring that's there. It's been going dry the past 3 years. And trying to convince those people who are in the place of power and they draw more water than they need. And it affects that spring. It affects the livelihood of the people that live around the spring. All of the nature, all the animals and the flora and fauna that go along that creek that comes out of that spring. And it's just because they take. And it's as if they don't know any better. They don't know what they're doing or why they do what they do. I don't know. I don't understand it. But so, you know, it's a little bit of a battle between, to me, caretakers and takers. So I think this process that we're doing here, looking into the past, trying to figure out these pictographs and trying to figure out this land and how we're connected to it and it calling us, you know, that's what we're doing here.
We recorded Guy's story at Paint Rock.